وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. Previously, we talked about the significance of avoiding participating in the sinful gathering and meetings. Actually, the true meaning of the verse وَلَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ is that the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibadur Rahman, do not participate in any meeting, any occasion, any circumstance in which a specific kind of deviation from the right path is taking place. لا يشهدون الزور. لا يشهدون means لا يحضرون, means do not participate in such gathering. Such, not only they do not lie, no, they do not participate in a session in which lying, backbiting, accusation of other mu'mineen are taking place. لا يشهدون الزور. And we said that this is very important, because if a person does not take care of different meetings and parties he participates, of the people he accompanies, of the people he chooses as his friends, gradually he will lose the sensitivity about the sins. After a while, the devil would temptate him that, okay, have you seen that that was not a big deal? You thought that, okay, lying is a very huge thing. No. Have you seen your friend? Your friends lie every day, constantly, and nothing happens. They backbite. They backbite, nothing happens. They accuse other people, nothing happens. They drink wine, nothing happens. So, take it easy. And as soon as he says, take it easy, it comes to my mind that, okay, it seems that it is not a big deal. And that is the beginning of my deviation of the right path. So you see, participating such occasions, such meetings, such gatherings, such parties, led me to acting, to practicing the same sins. That is why Ahlul Bayt, the prophets altogether, they emphasized a lot on taking care of choosing friends and choosing a spouse, because they are going to determine what kind of destination we are going to have. It's been narrated from Jesus that once Jesus' companions, they asked, Ya Ruh Allah, Man Nujalis? A very beautiful question. They asked Jesus that whom should we establish a friendship with? What is the characteristic of an ideal friend? Man Nujalis? Whom should we accompany? Man Nujalis? And then Jesus said, من يذكركم الله رؤيته. An ideal friend must have three characteristics. Now, follow us. After a short break, we will follow the Jesus word.
صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مسلمين صلوا عليه صلي على محمد صلوا محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.
Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. We quoted the word of Jesus when he was asked about the ideal characteristics of a friend. He said, the first one is a friend should be such person that reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ يُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ رُؤْيَتُهُ. As soon as you face him, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember your Lord, because he, that person, is so busy with the divine instructions. So as soon as you face him, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second, so this is the first, the second. وَيَزِيدُكُمْ فِي الْعِلْمِ مَنْطِقُهُ. When he speaks, when he talks, you learn something. Your knowledge will be extended, increased. And the third, وَيُرَغِّبُكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. When he acts, when he practices, his behavior inspires you. His behavior encourages you to work for the hereafter. That is very interesting. Sometimes we have some friends, as soon as we face them, they start talking about money, cars, houses, wealth. They talk about these issues. But there are some other types of friends that when they act, we see that their acts are in connection with the hereafter. And we enjoy their acts. Not that only we see, no, we enjoy. It means that they have such good behaviors that we are inspired to be similar to them, to act similar to them, like them. So we also are inspired to act for the hereafter. So these are the ideal characteristics that Jesus expressed in our narrations, expressed for the ideal friend. And that is very important. Therefore, based on this interpretation that we elaborated of this part of the verse, الَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ are the ones. Ideal, perfect human beings are the ones who do not participate in any gathering, any occasion in which a kind of mediation from the right path is taking place. So that is the true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's no need to translate وَلَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ to the false testimony, because some of the translators, interpreters of Quran, they interpreted the verse like that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Ibadur Rahman are the ones who do not make false testimony. No, that is correct, but it is only one object of this general meaning. The general meaning is mediation from the right path. So they do not لا يشهدون means they do not participate. لا يحضرون. They do not participate in such cases, such occasions. Any type of mediation from the right path, no matter it's a lying or accusing or backbiting or false testimony or whatever, all of them are included. There's no need to specifically restrict it to a specific act. Thank you. والحمد لله رب العالمين.
It's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Beside me, I'll be is all I'm hoping.